Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, yesterday, we talked about speeding because it was National Slowdown Day. And Garda Síochána made a number of arrests yesterday and also fined a number of people for breaking the speed limit. By the way, I was looking at some of the ones they highlighted. It wasn't too bad, to be honest with you. I think there was 348 fines, I think, in 11 hours. And I think that was out of 340,000 cars or something like that that had been checked. Which, I have to say, I think is quite good news. The worst, actually, was on top of the list, was somebody who was stopped at 147 in a 120 zone on a motorway. Which is not the worst I've ever heard of. Not right, I grant you that. 20 kilometres over the speed limit. It was 140 and 120. 20 kilometres over the speed limit, which is about, in the old money, is about 12 miles an hour over the speed limit, which is not the worst case scenario, really, is it? I know people who've driven a lot faster than that. I've probably driven faster than that myself in me heyday when I was a nutcase. So in saying that, it wasn't the worst somebody could do. So I think we have generally taken a bit of responsibility. I think traffic has slowed down over the last 4 or 5 years. I think people are being a bit more responsible. And I think, you know, as you get older, you kind of do get more responsible. I think when you're younger, you tend to want to be a little bit carefree. Anyway, the point was, after the show yesterday, we got a lot of emails. And one in particular was from a woman. I'm not going to read it out to you, but she sent us in an email saying, "Niall, very noticeable on your show today that the majority of callers who admitted breaking the speed limit were men." They were all men. There wasn't any women who admitted breaking the speed limit who came on yesterday. They were all men. And she said, "And they seemed quite adamant and proud of the fact they were doing it as well." They did, in fairness. And I was one of them. I kind of joined in, didn't I? So it kind of begs the question as to who's the better drivers. That was the point she was making. She said, "It's quite clear from your show yesterday that women are better drivers and safer and more responsible drivers than men. Hence, they get cheaper insurance." Now, they do get cheaper insurance still, by the way. But in saying that, statistically, they say women are safer drivers. Now, there's a lot of anomalies in those statistics, like women don't drive as many miles as men. You know, if you take the average around the world, for example, because more men work or use their cars for professional purposes than women. More men drive trucks, for example, than women. More men drive buses than women. So on a professional basis, more men drive than women, a lot more. And that's why the statistics will clearly show that women are safer drivers, because they'd be involved in less accidents and less high-speed accidents. So the question really has to be asked, and let's do it today. Who are better drivers, men and women? Now, I know men who will tell you women are better drivers. I also know women who will tell you men are better drivers. So let's take a little vote on this one. I'll put it up on Twitter. Aisling will put it up on Twitter as well if you want to go to my Twitter account and vote. And also we'll take your votes online as well on text and WhatsApp at 087-188-0008. Text and WhatsApp. Who are better drivers generally? Is it men or is it women? So just text the word men or women to 087-188-0008. David, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, David? You got your full title today.
Not too bad. Men all the way, Niall.
Men all the way?
All the way. Well, in the vast majority of cases. No, I'm going to speak generally when I'm speaking. All right, so there are exceptions, obviously, to everything. But as you said, majority of professional drivers are men. So men drive far more frequently. So if they're involved in more crashes, it's because women in general will drive from A to B and then they'll work there and then they'll drive home.
Or drive to the kids to school or drive to Penny's.
Whatever they might be doing. But where if you're driving for 9 hours a day, that's driving for 9 hours, where someone might be only commuting for half an hour.
Yes, of course. It does make a difference in miles driven. Yes, of course.
The more you're on the road, the more likely you are to be in an accident and all that. And the other thing I would say, it's one of the only sports where men and women can compete on an equal playing level. And if you look at any major racing competitions, it's nearly all dominated by men.
Well, there has been one or two good females. Rosemary, what's her name?
I said dominated by
men. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, particularly the likes of, say, Formula One.
Yeah, so
I don't think we will ever. Now, maybe I could be wrong. And it is a sport that women are welcome to enter, by the way, along with men at the same time. I don't think we will ever see a female Formula One driver winner. Because of the... I'm going to probably get lambasted for saying this. I think the stamina and the physicality involved in doing that particular job.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know a whole deal about Formula One, to be honest, which is not my sport. But there are exceptions to everything, obviously.
Of course, yes.
And but in general, I do think men are better drivers, and I don't believe that just because more men break the speed limit, it means they're worse drivers. It just means they're
but
not
do, as do you think we're a little bit more fluhuluk in the sense that we... Would we take more... I mean, it's well known that the male of the species takes more risks than women. So, I mean, right. do you think we take a few more risks?
Definitely. I love driving fast.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
And do you, what, you get a thrill from it, like?
Yeah, genuinely, you know, if I was driving for 4 or 5 hours now, a long distance, if I was going the speed limit the whole way, I'd lose concentration. I'd get bored. I'd nearly feel myself personally, and people probably call it bullshit, but I'd nearly feel myself I'd be more dangerous going to speed limit the whole time because I wouldn't be paying as much attention.
Yeah, but the law wouldn't say that.
I know that. But I'm on about motorway driving.
And because you're doing this, do you not get caught every now and again?
Well, I think everyone who's listening right now knows well how often they see a speed trap and how often they get pulled for it in this country.
I don't. Dave, I suppose I might have had the attitude you had when I was a bit younger. I don't know your age. What age are you?
35.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, 35. Yeah.
Okay, maybe when I was 35, I probably felt a bit like you, actually, to be honest with you. And stupidly, and I look back, you know, and reprehensibly, I look back that I was stopped at 150 miles an hour, right, by a guard coming out of Drogheda to Dublin, and the old road, by the way, they wouldn't have the M1 at the time, on the old road. And I nearly got my licence taken off me because I felt I was stupid. It was a stupid thing to do. But I know that now at 58, and I tend to always drive under the speed limit now.
Yeah.
I think as you get older, life is just not the rush that it was when you're younger.
Yeah, but you know, when you're driving faster when you were younger and you're making more chances, you're doing stupid things. But didn't you learn to be a better driver because you were doing stupid things?
Well, maybe, but I was involved in motorbike racing as well, so I did race for a living.
And you don't want to die, so
yeah.
when you're pushing your limits, you have to learn how to adapt quickly, and that makes you a better driver.
But you're on now, and you come on and tell me that men are better drivers, but by your own admittance, you're breaking the speed limit on a regular basis, so how can you say that?
Yeah, but that doesn't imply I'm a bad driver.
By insurance company standards and by the law, you are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a worse driver. Like, maybe if there was an accident up ahead, it doesn't mean I'm not going to react in a better way than someone else.
And what's the fastest you've driven on a motorway? Are you going to frighten me here?
I've definitely gone 180 kilometres, yeah.
And when you're doing 180 kilometres on the motorway, do you not think to yourself, if something pulls out, if somebody runs out on the road, no, which is unlikely to happen, don't get me wrong, but it can happen, if I get a blowout,
yeah,
I'm doomed.
Yeah, you would think that. Like, in general...
You're less doomed at 120, even less doomed at 100, do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't drive 20 kilometres at that speed. Like, you get up to it and you slow down again, you know what I mean?
Is it just the rush?
Yeah, you're not going to consistently drive that speed.
Well, this is what women are saying. This is what's wrong with men. We want this quick rush. We want this thrill.
Yeah, that would be like with a new car or something. That wouldn't be good.
I mean, you're 35, Dave. You're not a boy racer.
I know that.
What are you driving?
Right now, I know. Focus.
You won't be doing 180 in that piece of tonight. No. I won't be doing 180 in that. Okay. I'm looking at some of the texts coming in. It says, women, I passed my driving test with a brilliant female driving instructor, says a woman, and she says, women are better drivers. Men are better drivers as they are more experienced, says Joe in Cork. Car insurance for women is cheaper than it is for men, so that kind of states that women overall are safer drivers, says somebody else. Well, it doesn't really, because you have to look at how the statistics and the variables of the statistics, but I'll take your word for it. But stay there a second, Dave, macho man, super guy. Let me go to Holly. Holly, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Holly?
How are you getting on?
Are you listening to Dave? The testosterone is oozing out of him. Oozing.
I could hear.
So, Holly, who are safer drivers?
I'd say women, definitely.
Right. You haven't had the urge to do 180 on a motorway, have you?
No.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. So what's the fastest you've ever driven, Holly?
Oh, Jesus.
150
at least.
A
150? Yeah.
Not too fast. Oh, Jesus. You're as bad. What?
I mean, keep it careful now.
What's the thrill in... I shouldn't ask these questions because you're at both... I don't know how old you are, Holly. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Now, see, Holly, when I was 19, I felt the same way. I used to do motorbike racing and it's the thrill of speed. I get it. But when you're doing that, do you not think to yourself, if something happens, I'm finished here?
Oh, yeah, you do. But you kind of get the thrill out of it. Like, you're going fast, but then you have to kind of take into your head that something could happen to you.
So how can you tell me women are better drivers when you're doing exactly the same thing as testosterone boy here?
I'll tell you now, with my fella though, you'll be going through the country, or what's called the cities, and he wouldn't have a clue where he's going. And I'd be like Google Maps to him, trying to tell him, and then he'd go the wrong way, and you're shouting at him, where women, you know your way around before you get on the road in the car.
Right, so you've a better sense of direction, essentially.
Definitely.
Yeah. Dave, I would kind of agree with her on that. Generally, women do have a better sense of direction.
That's why I thought.
What?
Women.
Oh, wait, Holly, you're disappearing there. Where are you?
I'm here. Oh, yeah. I have reception.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, but so, I mean, sorry, Dave, do you agree with Holly that women have a better sense of direction?
No, of course not.
Why?
Well, what percentage of taxi drivers are women?
That doesn't mean they don't have a good sense of direction.
They use sat nav and stuff for years ago.
How many times do you hear in the news about women getting lost? It doesn't really happen too much. Men get lost all the time. I mean, they do have a better sense of direction, generally speaking. I mean, until sat nav came along, we were relying on our wives to tell us which way to turn.
You have to put in consideration here, guys. In Australia, about 90% of the drivers, the Arctic drivers, are women.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Where did you get that statistic from?
The fellow just said it here to me.
I don't know if that's true or not. Asking my fact checker is going to check that one out. Asking, you need to check that fact out. 90% of Arctic drivers in Australia are women, she says. Holly, I don't believe that for some reason. I don't know. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Okay, and Holly, do you think sometimes there's an argument out there that you may be safer drivers, but ye as women actually cause more accidents?
In general, we're slower.
You're being hold on for a second, Holly. I want to say something here. You're being tipped off by a man in the background there, by the way. Can I just point out? Well, go on.
He's on my side.
He better be if he knows what's good for him. Go on. In general, you were going to say that what?
In general, we're kind of slower drivers than fellas.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but do you cause more accidents as women?
Definitely not.
No.
I don't know. I've been down some back roads and I had to overtake people going ridiculously slow. Why are you on this road if you're like the speed limit is 80 kilometres? Why are you driving 40? If you're not in for it, get off the road.
And your observations, Dave, is when that happens, it's usually a woman.
Yeah, well, not always, but yeah, a lot of times. And then if you overtake, then they freak out. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not allowed to overtake me. How dare you?
Yeah.
I was on the way to Penny's. How dare you overtake me? All right, listen, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, it's quite ironic that Holly is on the air giving out about men when I can clearly hear there's a man telling her the answers in the background. I wish to let Holly defend herself on that one. Who is the man? Is that your boyfriend, Holly, or your...
Yeah, that's Dylan Kelly.
All right. Does he drive?
He does.
Right, and is he a good driver?
He's good enough.
All right, okay.
Bring me to HB.
He what?
He brings me A to B.
He's like your chauffeur, is he?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, but you give the directions.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Stay there, Holly. Let me go to Robbie as well. Robbie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
How about yourself?
Yeah, you listen to Holly there. She's been coached.
I am.
Yeah.
I am indeed. Well, look, there's gobshites in both sexes on the road, you know. As I say to Ruth, I think lads will take a lot more risk, but women would probably need to learn the rules of the road a little bit better.
Right. So you think lads are taking the risks, but women are not quite as safe when it comes to the rules?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do a lot of driving. I've put up 100,000 in the last 12 months, so that'll tell you what kind of driving I do.
That's a lot of driving, yeah.
Yeah. So, there's some absolute... Like, it's only about a half an hour ago, some cabbage came down the same side of the road as me, coming straight at me at about 150 an hour, and I flashed them and gave them the word and stuff, you know. And, there's some people out there that are impatience is a terrible thing for some people as well.
Do you think? Do you think women are? I would imagine men are more impatient than women.
Yeah, probably. Probably, but it swings both ways. But it's probably 60-40 men. But impatience is a dangerous thing on the road as well. You know, calm down, you're going to get there. But sometimes I'd be on the motorway or somewhere like Dave was saying there, and I'd look at the speed clock and go, Jesus Christ, slow down, boy.
What would you be doing? What sort of speed?
I wouldn't be going too much over it, you know.
Dave is doing 180.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be getting to that speed, no.
No,
I can't.
And Holly was doing 150.
Yeah, and when I was younger,
I'm not condoning those sorts of speeds, by the way. But I mean, done that.
When I was a young fella, a friend of mine worked in a garage that dealt with some high power sports cars, and he used to take one or two of them out every now and again, and we used to go over to spin on them. And boy, Jesus, the difference when you're in them thing to a normal, if you want to say Joe Soap run of the mill car. Incredible, like you wouldn't even feel yourself doing 100, which probably would have been miles per hour at that point. Well, you know.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have a problem into the future because electric cars, of course, better performance than a petrol or diesel car.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, but you know, and we had that conversation, and myself and my daughter were in Liffey Valley there the other night, and Mum went boys, and she looked at me, and I went, you know what? We had that conversation saying they're going to have to put some kind of engine rev or something into them.
Noise.
You can't hear the damn thing coming from behind you.
No. But aside from anything else, the acceleration on them, even your standard electric car, your standard Tesla Model 3, which is wouldn't be the top of the range, like has faster acceleration than a Lamborghini. So, I mean, that's like it's like everybody driving Lamborghinis, and acceleration is what kills people. It's not usually, you know, top speed.
Yeah. You know, I was surprised when you said that because I thought, like, with a combustion engine, you know, you got the power of the, you know, when you hit the accelerator, you can feel the power. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be kind of like, you know, what's the thing in electric things that makes them go, going to help me, Brian.
Well, it's a motor, yeah.
Yeah, but whatever the motor is in an electric car, I thought it would be more of a gradual thing than a
No, it's power instant thing. Power. It's instant, yeah, because the motor is attached directly to the wheels. Whereas in a car, the engine is not. The engine has to go through a gearbox. Yeah.
All right. Jesus. So, in general, I think that, I think the younger you are, the worse driver you are, and the older you are, the worse driver you are. But there are certain sectors of society that will be worse drivers overall, being certain women from certain areas, which I'm not going to say because you'll have all your people getting on, giving out about me saying that.
I'm looking at some of the text. Somebody says, it's a speed limit, not a target. Are you the one that was tweeting yesterday, by the way? The cyclist that was tweeting yesterday? WhatsApp, I think it wasn't it, yesterday. Calling me names. It's a speed limit, not a target. Someone should tell those two to cop on. Clearly, they have no value in their own lives. Do they care about other people's lives as well? The resident says, Niall, I've done 190 kilometres an hour. Not good. On the motorway 5 years ago at the age of 56, and I'm a woman. See, 190 kilometres an hour, you know. Like, there's places you can go in the country that have runways if you want to, you know, if you want to get it out of your system. But if you're doing 190 on a motorway, which you're sharing with other people, if anything happens and you have a blowout, it won't be only you. You could take somebody else out as well. Somebody says, men are too proud to ask directions. Would you ask directions, Robbie?
It depends. If it was lost, I probably would. But with the Saturn halves and all there now,
Well, if you had Holly with you, you wouldn't need to ask directions.
Yeah, true. But now...
she's brilliant, I believe.
I don't agree that women are better on directions than men. I certainly don't agree with that.
Would you ever ask directions, Holly?
No.
They lost.
Yeah. So you'd never ask anyone for directions. By the way, Holly, what do you say to the person who texts in about your 150 kilometres an hour saying that you don't care about your life and other people's lives?
On a motorway, like, you know, everyone's being safe kind of on the same road,
I do admit most accidents don't happen on motorways, but the problem is when an accident does happen on a motorway, it's usually pretty bad. So, and it's usually because somebody's been speeding or somebody's done something silly.
I find that the roads are more full, say like the M50, you couldn't kind of get up to that kind of
road. No, not at all,
because you don't have the space. But if you're going, say, from Nace to Carlow Road, you know that road?
Yes,
There's hardly ever a car on that one. You'd probably find yourself putting the welly down a little bit more because you have the whole road yourself, nearly, you know?
And is that safe? No. Do you, in your mind, I know it's not the law, it's obviously against the law, but do you believe that's safe to do that?
No, of course not.
I
mean, like, as you said, like, I mean, 120, you're fairly moving at 120, in fairness, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, you are, absolutely. Let me just go to Fiona as well. Fiona, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Hey, Fiona.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, who are better drivers, men or women?
It really does depend now, I have to admit. It depends. If you have a career as a driver, you would be likely, obviously, to, you know, be really good behind the wheel. And I guess as time goes on, you might kind of take more risks.
Okay, you're a professional driver. You drive a van.
I am. I drive a van, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Holly threw me out a random statistic there that in Australia more women drive the Arctics. I'm still trying to wait. I'm trying to get me fact-checked, but I don't think it's true. Anyway, but in saying that, as a professional driver, obviously there's no difference when it comes to men and women because both have a lot of experience. But generally speaking, in the public, what you've noticed in your observations, who have you had worse experiences with?
I've been quite lucky, actually. I haven't really had many many experiences where, you know, I've come across accidents or I've been in one. Yeah. I actually did have an accident a good few years ago on a motorbike, but the reason for that is because I was flying it.
Right, so you were going too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is it about human beings that we have this need for speed, as they say? The thrill, isn't it?
Well, totally. So I just heard there you were saying earlier on you used to race bikes.
That's right, yeah.
Savage, deadly. Well, I think if you're a biker, it's not something like you don't sit on the bike going, I'm going to go flying it. You don't do that. But it's kind of a thing that when you're on the bike, you just kind of automatically kind of go fast. Now, I'm not talking about, I'm only talking about myself. I'm not talking about any other biker. I'm just talking about myself. I don't plan to go bombing it down the road. But if I'm on a motorway and there's nothing in front of me or nothing behind me, I'll open her up. Absolutely, I'll open her up 100%. And I love it. I love speed. Love it.
And when the guards do it a day like yesterday, which was Operation Slowdown Day, to remind us all that speed kills.
Yes.
And it does kill, by the way. Well, actually, a combination of speed and bad driving kills, right? That would be fair to say.
100%. Okay. 100%.
But does that ever... Do you ever think to yourself when you're, as you said, opening it up, do you ever think to yourself, if something goes wrong here and I get a blowout or I hit, you know, a hole in the road or something, it's all over?
100%. I have thought about that many, many, many times. And I just... Obviously, I get on my bike and I hope for the best. I make sure I've done my oil checks. I make sure that I've petrol. I make sure that I've chain lube on my chain. I make sure that I've no pressure on my tires. Anything else I can go wrong after that, I guess it's just in the hands of the gods, really.
Well, it is, because with a motorbike, of course, it's a lot more dangerous. Because I remember in my day, I had an LC350 at the time. And that's a long time ago now. And a mate of mine got an LC500. There was very few of them released because they were nicknamed the Widowmaker. And they had that reputation for a very good reason because they were so bloody fast.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, in the end of the day, you know, I mean, an engine is an engine. It is the person behind the wheel that's doing everything in the end of the day, you know.
Mm.
It's like it's me that's making my machine go faster. You know, but I guess...
Do you think you'll grow out of that?
I like my speed, Niall. I like it. I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I'm nearly 47, and I kind of... I'm not proud of this, like, but I do kind of feel... sometimes I'm on my 600 Honda Hornet, and I'm thinking, oh, come on, can't you go any faster?
I've had 350s, 750s. I did motocross racing. I did sidecar racing. I've been there. I've done all those, wore all those T-shirts.
Sidecars.
Yes.
Oh my God! Did you ever come across a man called Pat Kelly? He lives in Lucan.
No, most of the racing I would have done was up north, actually, in Nuts Corner and places like that. So a lot of it was up the north because, unfortunately, a lot of it didn't happen down here.
Okay.
But in saying that, go on.
Sorry, do you miss it?
As part of me does, but the other part of me doesn't, because I'm going to be honest with you, I was going to kill myself. I probably would have killed myself at some point. Yeah. The last day I drove a motorbike, never gone off on a tangent. I didn't want to do that. But the last day I drove a motorbike, it was an LC350, and a mate of mine had been begging me to sell it to him. And I kind of said, no, and I wouldn't sell it to him. And I used to pull wheelies at 60 and 70 miles an hour.
Oh, you've got to teach me how to do wheelies.
No, it's the most dangerous thing in the world to do. So I was good at it. So I used to be able to, you know, do it at 60, 70 miles an hour. So I saw these girls. I was quite young. I was 19, 20. I was a bit more 22, 23. And I saw these girls at a bus stop. And being the macho hero that I was, I decided I'd pull a wheelie and impress them. And I just went a bit too far. And the bike came over. And I got my foot caught in the footrest. And I was dragged along the rope of the bike. So anyway, lost a bit of skin on my bum and on the side of my leg. Not too bad. I got up and I limped away. You know that limp that you do, the limp of pride?
I could see
the girls laughing. And I went around to a mate of mine and I said, "You want to buy the bike? Here you go." And I haven't driven a motorbike since.
Oh, Jesus. Well, listen, if you ever want to go one, I'll give you a backer of mine.
Right, okay. And I used to race. I was the Irish sidecar champion at one stage. I did solo motocross racing on a 500 XT. I had a Mako. I had a Suzuki 250 or M250.
A Mako? Yeah. My first bike had a Mako chassis. I bought it off your man. What's his name? Blah, 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 blah. He's there on near the Harley Davidson shop. Oh, sec, I can't remember his name now. And I had, like, it was like an on-road scrambler, and I had the body of the chassis of a Mako. I've never heard of anyone talk about a Mako before. That is so cool.
They were the old days when motorbikes actually had suspensions and not the mono arms and everything else that they have nowadays, of course. We have the white power suspensions. But listen, I could talk to you all day about motorbikes. I know you've now got a newfound respect for me. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, listen, thanks for that. Listen, have a wonderful day.
See you again. Bye.
Safe driving. All right, safe driving.
Hi, Niall. I'm just wondering what constitutes a good driver. What exactly is it? Safety or cop on? Which is it? Thank you, bye.
I think it's a bit of a combination of both, really, isn't it?
No, yeah, having a laugh. A woman driving an F1 car. Could you imagine that? Sure, the lads in bleeding top gear can hardly drive. A woman's hardly going to be able to drive one. And weirdly, I'm going to just say something. I noticed the other day there was a woman driving a bus. Now, are you having a laugh? A woman driving a bus. Like, seriously? I don't think so. You wouldn't get me on it, lads. I wouldn't get onto that bus. If I was standing at the bus stop and a woman pulled up driving the bus, I'd wave it on. No way. Cheers, look.
Are you serious? Do you get out of bed in the morning? Throw rocks at the moon. You wouldn't get on a bus because there's a woman driving it. Stop, would you? Now I have every biker in the country ringing me up and asking me to teach them how to do a wheelie. I'm not teaching anyone how to do a wheelie. I probably forgot to do it myself. I'd probably kill myself now if I tried to do it. It's been a long time. Patsy, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Patsy?
Good. How are you doing?
Now, you're an Arctic driver.
Yes.
And you believe that, who are better, men or women?
I believe it isn't, driving isn't about how fast you can go.
No, you're right. It's not about speed.
Yeah. It's about how quickly you can make a decision and how quickly you can read the road. And in my opinion, men read the road better, especially when an Arctic is coming at them on a national road.
Right. You mean an Arctic coming from behind or...
From anywhere, like turning in a town or anything like that, like
okay.
men read the situation better and they deal with it better in their guys in cars, like our vans or whatever. Women tend to just see the gap and drive for the gap, and you're like, oh, where am I going to go now? And they sit and they look up to you and go, what?
Do you think in general men are a bit more responsible, or are women, now mind you wouldn't think that, listen to some of the callers we've had on today and yesterday, do you think women are more responsible?
Responsible is a big one, because it's more, for me, it's reading the situation, reading the road and making a decision. Responsible, no. For me personally, most people just want to get from A to B and they're in their bubble. And they have no sense of how fast they're going or what they're doing, because cars are made better now. They're quiet. The radio's up full blast. They have no idea of what's really going on.
Mm.
So, you know, driving responsibly, I don't know if there's two ways to learn to drive. One, to learn how to drive to pass your test. And the other one, then, just to drive to survive on the road.
Yeah, because it's not easy. It's not easy when you've got 2.4 million vehicles in a small country milling around, at some point, two of them are going to hit each other. So, they've often talked about, you know, reducing road deaths, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we have done that over the last 20 or 30 years. Ridiculously, actually, we've done it because, you know, thousands of people used to die on our roads on a yearly basis. Now it's only 150 to 170. That's 150 or 170 too many. But in saying that, we will never get it to zero.
No, never.
Unless we have automated cars, which will be designed never to hit each other. But that's probably not going to happen for a long time. So the point is, cars will eventually hit each other and we're inside them. And the cars have got much safer. You know, when they do crash now, the chances of you being badly hurt are not as high as they used to be many, many years ago. But I don't know how that is with trucks, by the way. I mean, when you guys crash, you can do a lot of damage. But are they safer now than they were?
Absolutely, absolutely. They have sensors all over them. They have cameras all over them. And that's what a lot of people don't get. They think that, like, they can cut up a truck and stuff like that. There's trucks all over the cameras. Yeah. Or cameras all over the trucks, I mean, sorry. And everything is red. It goes back to the head office, like, and everything that happens out in the road is red. So, like, we can't drive around recklessly because it all goes back to the head office. Our boss can just sit there and watch what's happening.
I mean, the only thing I find frustrating, I'm not having a go at truck drivers, but I find it frustrating when I'm on a motorway and two truck drivers, one tries to overtake the other, and the two of them spend 5 minutes on both lanes in the same place holding up the traffic. That's the most frustrating thing I find about truck drivers.
Yeah, and it can appear like that, and I understand what you're saying, but every truck can only go 90 kilometres.
That's right,
and some go, the fastest is 90, some might beg to differ, and the slowest is depending on the weight you have behind. It's all about wind stream and everything. So when a truck gets up alongside another truck or is passing and coming up behind another truck passes, it's caught in its wind stream. And there's a pull between the two trucks of trying to pass. Now, if a responsible truck driver on the inside that's being passed
will slow down,
get off the gas a little, let the truck go by and grind. But you will have people who just like, they're, for whatever reason, are going, let the sticker sit there.
Yeah.
And they can see in the mirror and they can see all the cars behind the truck and everything, but, you know, they just won't get off the gas. And
yeah, I know.
That I get is very annoying, very frustrating.
And my other bone of contention, which I mentioned the other day, I think, to Carlos, who was talking about the tunnel, was going through the Port Tunnel. Do you go through the Port Tunnel much?
Not for a while, but I have done, yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
I drive to the Port Tunnel like most drivers. As you know, they have put in the cameras now, so it's 80 kilometres an hour, their average speed cameras. And they're very strict about it. People have got a lot of penalty points out of it. So when I go into the tunnel, I put the car at, I set the car at 80, at cruise control, so it can't go over it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and next minute a truck comes up behind you, and they're literally 6 foot from the back of your car, and they start flashing their lights. And you're going, I can't go any faster. Sorry, mate. I'm not going to get a ticket for the sake of you. And I know they're going downhill as they go in, so they're trying to keep their speed up because they lose it coming out. But why do they intimidate drivers like that and do that in such a powerful big machine? It's just so frustrating.
I can't answer for the individual driver.
Happens all the time. All the time.
It might appear that way, but I can't answer for the individual driver. But yes. It is, you are coming down the hill and then you want your momentum for going up the hill. I do get that. And, you know, like a car, it can be really frustrating sometimes to have a car in front of you that isn't doing the limit, that's doing less than the limit.
Absolutely.
And you're flat out trying to make time. And because we're limited so much and we have to slow that, you know, you can't just say, oh, I'll be there and whatever. You have to allow for traffic and whatever, and then you might have somebody. Like, I've had a car in front of me on a frosty morning with, like, frost on the back window, frost on the mirrors, and I'm going, he has no idea I'm behind me.
Mm.
And I know it was a man driver because eventually when I did get by, I thought it was a man driver, but I was like, he had no idea that I was there. And how could he know? When he had frost on his mirrors and frost on the back window.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there for a second. Okay, but generally speaking, you believe that men are a little bit more observant, et cetera, to the road and what's happening around them. Gerald, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Stay there, Gerald. Stay there. Gerald, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Gerald, who do you believe are the better drivers?
How are you doing, Niall? I believe men are, Niall, but I believe the more mature kind of man is.
Okay, the young fellas are not.
Yeah, when it comes to the younger kind of guys, they're an absolute death trap. And
yeah, but we've all been young once, Gerald. Yeah. You were young too, yeah.
I understand that now, but there seems to be a lot more younger people now driving than there was a few years ago, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think younger women now pay attention a bit more. But I'll give you an example, actually, of an older woman, actually, who lives on my road. And she comes up the road every day in a big Mercedes, and it's a cul-de-sac. She pays no attention whatsoever and comes down the road at top whack. Kids out playing on the road and just does not care. And we've had a couple of neighbours and all having to go out and say, look, will you calm down?
Reduce
the speed a little bit, you know. But another thing about the truck drivers I just heard you talking about there is I see a lot of these kind of places like what they were, the concrete and things like that, and when you pull up close to them, you see the lights of their wheels, and they're completely bald. They never changed or anything like
that. Oh, Patsy's laughing there, by the way.
Yeah, I wonder how they're
loud on the road. And Patsy, I'm assuming road. You do like an MOT or an NCT.
Absolutely, there is no way you'd get a truck out in the road. The RSA would pull you in, and you would get nailed to the wall
if you had a bald tire.
There is no way that would happen.
Gerald, to be fair, I think, Gerald, what you're observing is if they're coming out of a quarry, they may look bald because they've got a lot of dust and dirt on them, but they're probably not.
No, I've seen a few of the wheels, like, to be honest with you, I'm not just saying, I've seen a few of the wheels up close, and they have been bald. They have been bald, and I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. I don't know how they can get away with that. If they were caught, they'd be done like you were made.
Exactly.
Yeah, but hang on. With the greatest respect, I see drivers going down in cars with completely, you literally see the tread on the tyres. But if you're caught, you're going to be done.
Yeah, true. And you should be done.
Absolutely.
And then you see...
That's the most important part of the car, by the way, is the tyres.
Yeah, your contact with the road, like... Hmm. And then you see these people, they've been... brought to court 4 or 5 times, multiple car convictions, but yet they're still allowed to drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the license should be taken away immediately from them, and that's it. They shouldn't be back on the road.
Well, that happens in a lot of cases, but unfortunately, the guards can't be, I suppose, everywhere to stop every single driver. I've got to go to a break. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008.
Niall, can I just say, I've been here 5 years in this country. I do a lot of driving. I'm a bus driver myself. And one of the most amazing things I've noticed on the road, from male and female, is that not many people use their indicators. Very few people use indicators. Male, female, young, old. It amazes me. I love to pull up to them and say, look, you know, that's a great car. Pity the indicators don't work. Use your indicators, people.
That's how we say in Ireland. Did you get those indicators for Christmas?
Hi, Dave here. I believe women are safer drivers, but any woman I've ever got into a car with when she's driving, I wouldn't get in again. I don't know what it is with them. Cheers,
mate. You kind of contradicted yourself there.
Hi, and I'm George here. I'm actually a coach driver, and there's women in my company, and they're absolutely fantastic drivers, and they drive all over the country and abroad.
Look at you defending your workmates. On Twitter, so far, there's been 405 votes, because it's only been up about 10, 15 minutes. 81% say men are better drivers, and 19% say women. And I'm looking through the comments. There's even women suggesting men are better drivers. Looking to our WhatsApps and texts to take an average, we have noticed pretty much the same result, or more or less. And again, it's not skewed by the fact there's more men voting than women, which is what you would imagine with those kind of results. There's a lot of women saying men are better drivers. Jesus, baby, you're letting the sign down here. So far, on average, between both Twitter, our WhatsApp, and our texts, which is probably a couple of thousand at this stage, 72% are saying that men are better drivers. That's basing it on the fact that many women are actually voting for men. But very few men are actually voting for women. So I'm just letting you know the way it is. That's the state of play. You've got 5 more minutes. Text or WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Come on, ladies. Do it for the women. Who are better drivers? Men, just text the word men or women. George. Oh, George, how are you doing? That's a noisy old line. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, Niall. I'm actually in an Arctic driving, and it's actually a quarry lorry that I'm driving.
Oh, right. Have you got bald tires?
I tell you, Niall, every morning, 10 minutes walk around check, I check everything. And if I have a defect tire, that lorry will not go on the road until it's changed.
Right. Now, as a quarry driver, as somebody driving a quarry, you're carrying huge weight all the time, obviously.
I'm carrying 30 tonne of sand now at the moment, heading for a quarry.
Right, okay. So, who do you think are better drivers?
Well, I'm 35 years driving. I'm an experienced driver. I work for a coach company as well. And any woman that I saw driving, whether in the coach company or lorries, were absolutely fantastic. But my own wife, when she drives me nuts. When she goes to turn the steering wheel on the car, she puts her hand on the inside of the steering wheel.
Right.
To spin the car, and that absolutely drives me. That's a no-no, even in a test. You do not put your hand inside the steering wheel. Turn it around.
Or they like to look at what the neighbours have got in their window.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of busy looking around them sometimes. Maybe that's, I'm stereotyping women here now.
And no, I'm not just saying it because I'm a man driver or anything like that, but every time a lady driver does something wrong, she sits there and she laughs. And I can't understand that. Why? Like, you know, she's actually doing something stupid.
I guess. I know what you mean. But if you do something stupid, George,
I put my hands up and I say sorry.
Yeah, and your missus will be giving out to you.
Yeah, well, more likely. But like when a lady driver does it, she sits there and she goes, oh my God, and starts laughing.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at some of the texts and comments coming in. Are you surprised, by the way, that out of probably over, you know, 1,500 so far, WhatsApps, texts and tweets, that, you know, roughly 72% are saying that women or men are better drivers? Does that result surprise you?
Well, not really. The majority of drivers on the road, to be honest with you, are male drivers.
Yes, statistically.
In heavy goods vehicles and in cars. You know, it's now and again you will see a lady driver driving a heavy goods vehicle or a coach or a bus, which are fantastic because they're properly trained and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm all for it. Like, you know, the more the better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking ahead to the text. Ladies, take comfort in the fact women are better at driving men up the wall, says Marion. says Marion in Nice. Or Nice, should I say Nice. In Nice. Yeah, well, they are pretty good at driving men up the wall. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody says, if my missus had heard of that conversation, I'd be on the sofa for the week, Niall. I don't know what conversation that was. Anyway.
Niall, but that gentleman that made a comment about the tyres, I would pass on my number to him. He could come with me for a day, see exactly what we do, and he can check out my truck anytime.
And what's the legality around your tyres? How often do they get legally checked?
We check them every morning.
No, well, I know you personally check them yourself.
Every 6 weeks, and you have to do a DOE test, and the owner of the vehicle as well, he has to check it. Everything has to be checked. Everything has to be checked.
So what I said to him was, it's highly unlikely that, but what you probably saw was just very dirty tyres.
Now, 3 times this week, the RSA stopped me, and they had a good look around, and I got the okay. So the RSA are on the road doing their jobs. They know exactly what they're looking for.
Well, that's, by the way, it's good to hear they're on the road doing the job.
Oh, yeah. When that guy makes a comment about tyres, he's looking at dirty tyres.
Yeah.
He's not looking at a clean black tyre that you can see the treads. He's looking at a mucky tire after coming out of a quarry.
All right, George, have a great day. Enjoy the quarry. All right, enjoy driving. See you, George. Have a great day and have a great weekend.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.